With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. With an apparent end to the war in Gaza, President Trump says the hostages will be released early in the week.
That'll be a day of joy. I'm going to try and make a trip over. We're going to try and get over there. And we're working on the timing, the exact timing. We're going to go to Egypt, where we'll have a signing, an additional signing. We've already had a signing representing me. But we're going to have an official signing.
And the Israeli cabinet approving the president's plan for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and the release of all remaining hostages, a key step toward ending the two-year war. The deployment of National Guard troops in the Chicago area blocked by a judge Thursday for the next 2 weeks. The ruling saying it finds no substantial evidence that a danger of rebellion is brewing in Illinois. GOP-controlled Congress rolling back restrictions on mining and drilling on federal land in three western states.
Senate Republicans voted this week to repeal land management plans adopted during the Biden administration for areas in Alaska, Montana, and North Dakota. The House approved the appeals last month. President Trump is expected to sign the measures, which critics argue will drive up energy prices and harm the environment.
That is Greg Clugston reporting. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says ending the shutdown requires a bipartisan solution.
Unfortunately, to date, what we've seen from Republicans is an unwillingness to actually sit down and find a common sense bipartisan path forward.
But GOP leaders say the Democrats have been so far unwilling to sit down and talk. And President Trump says Democrats will feel the pain of a shutdown. This is SRN News. In Nigeria, a call for action.
Religious freedom advocates say it's time for the U.S. to take concrete action to end Muslim attacks on Christians in that African nation. Tens of thousands of believers have been murdered in recent years as the Nigerian government appears to be turning a blind eye. Didi Logason of Save the Persecuted Christians says, quote, the genocide will not end until the international community and the Nigerian government are compelled to address it. Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court taking the American justice system back to its original purpose. For some years, the court had followed what people on the left call living reading of the Constitution, which holds the document should adapt to the changing cultural norms of the country. But the current court is adopting originalism, which aims to enforce the constitutional principles understood by Americans who ratified them in the very first place. This is SRN News. Well, don't look now, but mortgage rates are sliding lower.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage slipped this week to 6.3%. The average rate is now at its lowest level in about a year, matching where it was 2 weeks ago. Mortgage rates have mostly eased since late July in anticipation of a rate cut by the Federal Reserve. The central bank lowered its key short-term interest rate last month for the first time this year. But just because the Fed cuts its rates doesn't mean lower mortgage rates always follow. I'm Alex Vega.
Well, federal regulators have opened yet another investigation into Tesla's self-driving technology after dozens of incidents where the car ran a red light or drove in the wrong side of the road, sometimes crashing into other vehicles. NTSB says it has 58 incident reports of Tesla vehicles violating a number of safety laws. More details at srnnews.com.